This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden is the projected winner of the U.S. presidency and stands to be inaugurated on January 20th, becoming the country's oldest leader ever. Mr. Biden has been a fixture in Washington politics for nearly half a century. The Democrat served 36 years in the U.S. Senate and 8 years as second-in-command to former President Barack Obama. The results still must be officially certified and are subject to court challenges, but they are expected to stand. Biden won the presidency by capturing at least 270 of the 538 Electoral College votes. Biden's victory came days after the official election day on Tuesday, as election officials in half a dozen states completed tabulating millions of votes on mail-in ballots sent in by voters who wanted to stay away from polling stations out of fear of the coronavirus. Biden, who will be 78 by Inauguration Day, won the presidency on his third try after failing to win the Democratic Party nomination in both 1988 and 2008. Now he will take over the U.S. government, accompanied by his vice presidential running mate, California Senator Kamala Harris, the first woman in the country's 244-year history ever elected as either president or vice president. She's the daughter of a Jamaican father and an Indian mother, and was the first woman of color on a U.S. national political ticket. Biden has promised the U.S. will re-engage across the world, rejoining the Paris Climate Change Accord and the pact to restrain Iran from nuclear weapons development. Trump's America First credo resulted in the U.S. withdrawal from several international treaties. The U.S. employs an indirect form of democracy, not a national popular vote, to pick its leaders. The winner needs 270 or more Electoral College votes.